Welcome to Sounding Off with Kim Munson, our podcast. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter there. Today, my friends, I want to talk with you about this COVID-19 five-star state certification program that is being presented by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. And I'm very, very concerned about this. We are so hungry to help our small businesses, our restaurants and our bars and our taverns and our wineries to get them open. We have seen the heavy hand of government that has been putting restrictions on these businesses and closing these businesses down. And many people are just hanging on by a thread. We had recently talked with Sonia Riggs, who is the CEO and president of the Colorado Restaurant Association. And she said these decisions that are being made by the governor and the health departments are not based on science or data. They're based on modeling. They are using modeling to institute this heavy hand of government to control people. And as I look at this five-star state certification program, I know that it is well-intentioned, that we have people that have been elected that are trying to figure out some way to get us opened back up. But my gosh, as I read this, the answer has got to be no. It says, this program encourages businesses to implement safety measures beyond what is already required. We're going to use, and I'm going to emphasize many of these force words. We look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom, and I will emphasize these force words. So the program encourages businesses to implement safety measures beyond what is already required by public health orders and guidelines, and then they say will help spread the COVID-19. They are not basing that on fact. That's the first thing, but they put these statements in there. And they say, if we do this, that these businesses will be able to accelerate their reopening. Is that not the goal that we want, is to get these businesses open back up? It says, depending on where their county falls on the COVID-19 dial, certified businesses, and again, certified is a forced word, are eligible for less restrictive capacity gaps. Restrictive, that's another one of our force words. And then it goes on, it says that certification assures employees and customers. No, it doesn't. And then it says this, which is so interesting. It says the program is completely voluntary and also serves as an expanding directory of establishments recognized for their efforts to keep their community safe and open. They say it's voluntary, but when you look at the very end of this report, it's not so much voluntary, but government's going to be keeping a directory. Producer Steve, I see that's perked your ears up.
Well, I'm looking at the second paragraph there. The program is modeled. Stop right there. Modeled. What's one of the biggest things we've learned in the last 12 months about modeling? How many times did some official have to come out and face the press, face the cameras, and saying our models were wrong? And this far down the road, we've accumulated some data. Data is not, well, let's just say modeling should not take the place of real data.
And we've had this has been around long enough to have real data, but we can't trust the data is the other thing. We can't trust the modeling and we can't trust the data. We recently had talked about a headline up in Grand County where two people that died from gunshot wounds, their deaths were characterized as COVID. And so then you see, oh, we have rising COVID numbers. Well, sure you do if you're dumping all those deaths into that.
Man attacked by shark dies of COVID. Yes, we've seen plenty of that.
Yes. Okay, next paragraph. It says, importantly, public health agencies are being asked to achieve demanding and historic objectives with their high burden of it. Now, contact tracing. Really, the government is tracing your every move. Then they say it's for disease control, but then the next thing, the new milestone of vaccine delivery. That's going to be the next thing coming down the pike here, is mandatory vaccines. It says special care should be taken to ensure that launching this program does not detract from the other public health core functions. Now, it says each county can determine whether or not this program is a good fit for their community. every county should determine that this is not a good fit for their community. It says counties may exercise flexibility and creativity in designing their program so long as it meets all the, force word, requirements listed in this document. If a county wants to take action towards launching this program, they can do this. They can determine how the program will be administered. So they have to come up with a plan. Let's see. Let me see the next thing here. And it says that they set up an administrative committee. Wait a minute. That committee's not elected, Producer Steve. It is an administrative bureaucratic committee, and they are responsible for implementing the program. And the committee includes somebody from the local public health agency, because they're going to have jurisdiction over development, compliance, and enforcement of the public health orders. But and then additionally, it might have a member from the local chamber of commerce, some nonprofits, local elected leaders, or maybe an industry association member. How about some of the business owners, Steve? How about some of them? What do you think?
Well, as this year has gone by, 2020, that is, and how many times right here in our own backyard in the state of Colorado have we seen the response to any problem is formulate a committee? Again, like you just said, a group of unelected persons making decisions for the entire state.
And that list of people that they're talking about, many of them have never run a business. They have never signed the front of a paycheck, but yet they will have the power to determine whether or not these different businesses open up. So once again, and to each of you county commissioners out there, the answer should be no on this. You need to work to get these businesses opened up without all of these restrictions. The next thing that this says, it says that they need to determine what resources that they'll devote to this program. So we're going to be talking about the money. And it says, due to the demanding nature of the pandemic, again, they say those statements and the narrative out there in the mainstream media, that all plays in together. But we realize they've been using modeling. They've been cooking the numbers. But it says then they have these other responsibilities like vaccine distribution and contact tracing. And they want to make sure that they don't take any money away from that. And that really raises my eyebrows as well, Producer Steve.
Well, again, this is, do I sound discouraged? I guess I am. Ever since I've been doing this show with you, one of the things I cling to is the fact that one of the problems in a democracy is the fact that people who are elected to a position must be seen as doing something. But the problem is here lately in the last, I don't know, 25, 30 years, what they're doing is just baloney, and it's got an agenda that has nothing to do with usually fixing a problem.
Well, and everyday people can fix most of their problems. We do not need politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties to do that. And ultimately, they don't really care. They're not fixing the problem about getting these businesses opened up. This whole thing is about control again. So I'm going to go to the next bullet point. Is these counties need to determine how you will ensure compliance and enforcement. So how is it that they said that the county, it's voluntary on whether or not they want to do this, but can you see all these force words that are going on in this? And it says, at this point in time, self-certification of individual businesses is not allowed. It is required that all businesses receive a live third-party inspection. How long is that going to take? Are you going to sit there for several months and not be open? You're going to be under these restrictions because you've not had your live inspection yet? And will these bureaucrats and politicians determine which businesses get the live inspection before others? I mean, my friends, can you not see how antithetical this is to liberty and the American idea? It is absolutely mind-boggling, Steve.
Just some level of equity might go a long way here. But like you say over and over again, they're picking winners and losers through these processes and these things that they're creating. It just makes you sick.
And get this, the entity doing the inspection must be trained and follow an inspection procedure developed and approved by, guess who? The administrative committee, the bureaucrats.
There's the, well, okay, you took my thunder. There's that word again, starts with a B, bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And who runs bureaucracy but bureaucrats? So, hey.
Yeah, and then it goes through all of these different things. The administrative committee, they need to, or I guess the entity needs to explain how the committee can be assured that the live inspections are completed by a third party prior to a business being certified. How will that entity develop training and procedures for inspections? How will they conduct those live inspections? How will you ensure all inspections are conducted with appropriate rigor and quality? How will you ensure that every certified business has a publicly advertised way for a customer or consumer to file a compliance complaint with the administrative committee? You love that one, Steve? I can feel my blood pressure. I'm just about ready to...
You just keep piling it on. Yes,
yes.
My blood pressure is going up.
Okay. Then how will the administrative committee respond to these complaints? How will the administrative committee issue single warning citations and then revoke certifications for non-compliant businesses? One try and you're out. Really, one strike and you are out. Unbelievable. Okay, then the next bullet point. It says, begin.
There's more.
Yeah. It says, what can counties do? You can begin preparing your application to the CDPHE. And the administrative committee must submit a variance application. Think about how long all this takes, Steve. These businesses just want to get opened up. But you have to apply for your variance application and get approval. And as is standard with all variance applications, it requires a supportive letter from the local hospitals, the county commissioners, the county sheriff, some local police departments, the mayors, the emergency managers, local tribes, if applicable. Think about that. Think about that. The list of different things that you have to get this variance.
And what about after the fact? Is there, you know, litigation, whatnot, coming down the road?
Who knows? But then the application requires you to answer, this is to the county commissioners, the composition of the administrative committee. How will you ensure that this program doesn't take money from other core functions such as contact tracing and vaccine distribution? That's the big play here, my friends, spying on you and forcing a vaccination. It says, what is your protocol for conducting live inspections? What is your protocol for enforcement? And how does your administrative committee plan to process compliance complaints from customers and members of the public? So how are they going to process those complaints from people that want to tattle on somebody else? It encourages tattling. Seems like we've seen this act before, my friends. I would recommend that you just kind of go through your history and see where this happened before. And things didn't end well when that was where the country was going. And then lastly, it says, begin preparing the application you would like your businesses to use. Each county may tailor their own application. And they will develop the individual business application, the administrative committee track applications, how you ensure individual businesses are trained on the specific requirements. Will you provide your businesses a template to write their individual prevention plans to file with the administrative committee? These are people who want to, they want to get open. They want to have a business. And it says, what is the full application process a business will go through, including education, application, inspection, and certification? And this is on top of everything else that the Colorado State Legislature and the people of Colorado have voted in that are so draconian and onerous on these businesses. Steve, your thoughts?
Well, I'm just grateful. I guess I'm grateful that I don't own a business right now. I mean,
isn't that heartbreaking?
That's the chicken way out, I'm sure, to... You know, for anybody who owns a business and is hearing and, you know, is listening to this podcast, but I just can't comprehend how much they can go after you. And in so many ways, you are such a pillar to our economy. And yet they'll keep finding more and more ways to do it.
But what they're trying to do ultimately is take out the middle class, take out the entrepreneurs, the creators, the innovators, so that people all become like sheep. And then just to finish this up, this is the last question. It says, what requirements must a county or city meet, and what is the approval process in order to launch this program? Number one, the county needs to make sure that they have a local public health agency director who meets the minimum qualifications as defined by the State Board of Health. So any public health agency director who may not march to their orders will not be approved. And they're going to either have to fire that person if they want to become part of this, or they're going to say no, which I would say no. Secondly, I said in order for the county to launch the program, they have to apply for a variance from the CDPHE. As a standard with all variance applications, it requires that supportive letter from your local hospitals and county commissioners and sheriff and police departments and mayors, emergency managers, local tribes. Honestly, can you believe that? And then, Steve, this last paragraph is, it takes my breath away. As free people, we've got to say no to this. It says the administrative committee, bureaucrats, they're not accountable to us. They must report weekly updates to their local public health agency and the CDPHE about the new certifications granted, the businesses that receive warnings, and the businesses whose certifications are revoked. The CDPHE may remove approval of the administrative committee at any time if they do not conduct effective compliance and enforcement. So once again, if somebody wants to stand for liberty, they're out of there. And a business may only receive one warning. Gosh, at least in baseball, you get three strikes. If noncompliance continues after a warning, the certification must. Wait a minute. I thought this was voluntary. They said it's voluntary whether or not a county wants to do that. But then after that, it's all the forced words. Must is a forced word. And if a county does not enforce this, CDPHE will remove its approval of the administrative committee. My friends, this is going to be touted as something good. And many people may fall into, okay, I'll do it because I got to get my business back open. I want to take care of my employees. I pledge my house for this business. I'm going to lose my house. I'll do anything. My friends, we've got to say no to this. This is so onerous. And once you go down that road, how the heck are we going to walk it back? So to each and every county commissioner out there, say no to this. Steve, that's my final thought. Any thoughts you want to share?
No, there's nothing else that can be said. It's just, and the saddest part about this is that all these people that we have addressed, the bureaucracy, many of them, you know, not elected, just appointed, they can become power hungry in a hurry. And they'll have little to no mercy on anybody.
And we can't vote them out. And
yes.
And then you see in this whole thing how everything is embedded. And it puts all this power into the health departments, these bureaucrats, instead of the elected representatives who are supposed to be answerable to the people. We need to walk this stuff back. And once this thing gets put in place, it's going to be really tough to get back out of that. So my friends, I tell you, just take a look at it. It's 3 pages. We went through it. It's important that you understand this. We need to stand against this. We got to get our businesses opened back up and quit having government pick winners and losers. How is it okay that the big box stores can have all kinds of people there? Or you can have sit-down dining right now out at the DIA. You can have sit-down dining at DIA, but you can't at these little bars and restaurants and taverns and wineries. My friends, we are Americans. We need to start acting like it and be informed. I so appreciate you joining me on this podcast. On that note, be grateful and think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen well. Live honestly and authentically. That is key as we look at these things here. Strive for our high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.